Next item pertains to sharks.
Okay. I think it's spiny dogfish.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And Jill Ramsey not only wasn't feeling well, she didn't look well, so she had to go home. I have a chance to pinch hit. And with spiny dogfish, a very important fishery, by the way. Everyone would like to see it be a bigger fishery. But it's turning out to be less of a fishery now because I'll go over that in a minute. So what we're faced with today is to recommend that the commission go forward in Chapter 490 and adopt this commercial quota, just over 2 million pounds. And just as a small situation, this will last from May 1, 2019 through April 30th. We do receive almost 11% of the coastwide quota. The quota is interesting and has been for years because Maine to Connecticut is one region. They're all lumped together. Their fisheries occur, and if they have a quota overage, they shut down just like a state would. So when you get from New York to North Carolina, we're state specific. So there is a little bit of a difference. There's a move afoot, which will come up at the ASMSC, which isn't allowed in the management plan now, to allow the northern region to transfer to the southern region. That's sort of a side issue coming. But the reason that that's coming about is because the coastwide quota is down to 20.5 million pounds. That's low because 2016, the landings were 26 million. And the quota was close to 50 million back in 2015. So not a lot of background, but this is a 46% reduction for all the states and for the northern region. Not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. There's some problems with the way they develop the stock health. They use a single index, the Northeast Fishery Science Center Trawl Survey in the spring. That's what they base all their advice on. And the problem is, three out of the last 5 years, that survey has had problems. It's either been late getting started, missed stations, everything else. But again, it's all that they have, so they continue to do a three-year survey average. One thing that's not here is 2017, when they did the survey, there was a very low amount of pups, you know, offspring, and that was cause for concern. But in general, the quotas have dipped quite a bit in just a few years. If you look at our data, we haven't quite finished up here, but we are close to being final, and we're getting very close to our quota, which was much higher. There's a little box here shaded in. That's an extra 2 million pounds. So if you just look at our quota by itself, we had a very good year. So good that the commissioner was able to successfully request 2 million pounds from North Carolina, and that kept our fishery going. But again, now we have a situation that the quota is going to be down here. Every state's going to be feeling the pinch about that, especially Virginia. So this is the regulatory amendment, and it just shows the stricken part for the new quota for May 1, 2019 to April 30th, 2020 would be 2,215,484 pounds. Staff recommends the Commission approve amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 249010 sequence pertaining to sharks to establish this May 1, 2019 through April 30th, 2020 commercial spiny dogfish landings quota as 2,215,484 pounds.
Any questions of Mr. O'Reilly? Losing my voice. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, pro or con? There seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Mr. France.
Move to accept staff recommendations for the quota to be £2,215,484.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.